Hello everyone, Bruce Edwin here with HollywoodSentinel.com, and I've got the pleasure today to speak with Opal Singleton. Opal, she is the founder and director of MillionKids.org. She's also an author, published author of a book called Seduced and Preventing Child Trafficking. And Opal, it's a great honor to speak with you today. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you so much, Bruce, for inviting me to be on. I truly appreciate it.
Well, it's a pleasure, Opal, and we've had the pleasure to speak with you before. And for our listeners out here new to you, please take us back here. What exactly do you do? I know you do great, great work in preventing child trafficking and fighting this important cause that needs prevented. How did you start this, and what do you do, please?
Well, it's a crazy story. First of all, I'm retired. This is my retirement you're looking at here.
Okay.
Anyway, I work 70 hours a week. I work harder than I ever did.
Wow.
But anyway, it started after I'd been retired about 8 years, and what happened is I began to go to a church that had a mission in Cambodia, and I have over 3 million frequent flyer miles. My background is international marketing.
Nice.
So the international idea kind of caught my eye, and I began to go to Cambodia. In 2010, we began to have a, basically what happened is we began to realize that we were having sex trafficking out in Moreno Valley. I live out towards Riverside.
Mm.
And I met a sheriff deputy that had gone to Sacramento in California and got a grant, but it was just enough money for himself. So he met me, and he asked me if I would volunteer and support him as his training and outreach coordinator. And I was working through Million Kids out of Cambodia, so I began to use Million Kids to then function over here in the U.S. And it has been simply an amazing ride, quite frankly. The task force is now a very sophisticated task force. There's 7 people. They have over 200 open cases, and 2 of them are undercover women. So
now let me interject here. When you say the task force, is that that you started or you're working with this another group?
Well, it was actually started by the deputy that I met, where he asked me to volunteer with him.
Okay.
And, so then as the task force became to become funded, then they included me in partial in their funding.
Good. And what is his task force?
It is the Riverside County Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force.
Okay.
And that is connected to the Riverside County Sheriff Department. And it is a group of 7 men and women who go undercover and, you know, identify sex trafficking cases and arrest perpetrators and rescue victims.
Good.
And I'm their public face. I'm their training and outreach coordinator.
Wonderful. Wow.
And so that led to a lot of other things. I am known for my research. That's really what has kind of propelled this on. Is for 8 years now, I have looked at every human trafficking case, every child pornography, social media, and sextortion case in America. So I do a lot of law enforcement training, and have kind of progressed along those lines where I've now trained 250,000 people, both public and private and government people.
Well, that's incredible. Now, I know you mentioned the church outreach, but delve a little, if you will, more into that, because a lot of people go to church and do a lot of, you know, groups and, you know, help with missionaries or things like this, but they don't end up doing what you do and starting a foundation. Why did you do this? I mean, what compelled you?
Well, quite frankly, early on, because I was working with the sheriff on a volunteer basis, I began to deal with cases. And so that means, and I still do, and that means that I sit with parents that are missing their kids, and I sit with kids who have been violated. And quite frankly, once you cross that line and get into the real life of this, for me, I couldn't turn back. Now, it probably has to do with the fact that I'm compulsive and high energy, but a lot of people say, well, how do I get into this? What do I do? Well, it's simply a matter of deciding to educate yourself and decide that what you're going to do about it. And for me, that led me into training law enforcement. Now, other people can get involved, not at this level. I mean, you know, certainly people, number one, we need fundraising you know, I don't have time to do that, but people can raise funds. If they don't want to go out and do the actual work, then support others that are doing it. And, you know, like for me and kids, one of the things we do is do gift card fundraising, where we give gift cards that are used through the undercover officers to be able to help the women get off the street. And by that, I mean we hand them gift cards that the undercover officer can take her to, like, Rite Aid or Kohl's and get her some clothes or get her medical supplies or something like that.
I see.
But we also run programs where we go into schools a lot and educate, and we educate first responders. And, you know, all of those need funding in order to be able to do that. Because, you know, quite frankly, I put 5,000 miles a month on my car doing this.
Now, sure.
Others can do things. There are many things that you can do. You can volunteer at shelters to get involved. You can support foster kids. There are 60% of kids in prostitution come from foster care. You can do research. I'm always needing research support.
Sure.
To write articles to make this research more publicly known.
Sure. Now, Opal, I want to take us back here. Let's from the beginning here, because people hear the word sex trafficking, and some of them simply, you know, it's somewhat getting more popular. You know, more attention is being brought to it. Was there something that kind of clicked in your mind that really made you be introduced to this and want to devote your, you know, life to this as you're doing now? Was there something that really made that shift?
Yes. Well, actually, it was one case of a 15-year-old girl who was tricked into it that just was a turning point for me. I think what I need to do here for your followers and your audience is to kind of define a little bit what we mean by that. You know, we use terms like human trafficking and modern-day slavery, and I'm sure most people are thinking we're talking about people from Cambodia or people from Mexico being snuck in or that kind of thing. 60 to 70% of the cases in Southern California, and California is the number one state for human trafficking, are people, and it's mostly our kids. And what is happening, what we're talking about, is people under the age of 18 and even adults over the age of 18 are in forced prostitution. In other words, they start out believing they have a boyfriend, or they start out on playing on the internet and they sneak out and meet up with this guy they think is, you know, Justin Bieber, and it's more like Frankenstein. You know, by the time they're out there, they're sucked into it.
Right.
And so it's important for the public to understand the need for educating themselves and our kids about it, because I've never met a kid yet that understood the route they were about to take.
Yeah, exactly. And so you said this first case really brought it, impacted you most. What, tell us a bit about that, not in detail, but just sure. The gist, like what happened.
It was a 14-year-old girl, her two-parent household. Her father was a prominent member of the community, well-known. She was in high school, one of our big high schools here. And what had happened is a gang had invaded the school and put their gang girls in school to recruit other girls into prostitution.
Okay, so this is important. All of you listeners to really pay attention to this. So the gang used other girls to befriend these other girls.
Mm-hmm.
To what? Please continue.
Yeah, 60% of our cases, the girl is recruited by another girl.
Yes.
So they'll get their nails done, maybe,
yes.
You know, get them an iPad, maybe take them to dinner. In this case, she befriended this one girl. Her name was Kimberly Alberti, in this case, befriended our victim. And then the next thing you know, she went somewhere with this girl, and she sold her into the Crips gang over in Compton. And this beautiful young lady's life changed just right before her eyes. All of a sudden, where she thought she had a new girlfriend and they were kind of messing around with some guys, the next thing you know, she is a sex slave that is being traded back and forth amongst the gangs over in Compton, Lakewood, Long Beach.
Disgusting. Now, when you say she was sold, so this female gang member that was basically with the gang basically befriended her, brought her to the gang, and then at that point they used violence, they used threats, what was the ramifications?
This gets very bad. They just basically break them. They'll lock you in a closet for days. They gang rape you. They gang sodomize you. They film it. They burn you, electrocute you, cut you. They force you to watch your videos over and over. It is all about breaking the spirit.
And is this what this particular gang did this?
Yes, and the girl was there for 9 months, which is...
9 months.
That's a long time.
Disgusting. 14 years old?
Yeah, she was 15 in this case. But,
15.
You know, truthfully, I mean, we have case after case after case of that. That was my first experience with it, where I saw the recruiting taking place in the high school. So what came out of that is my chief of police, this was way back in 2012, my chief of police said, we must educate our school officials to watch for this. So since 2012, I have been training school officials all over California, quite frankly, but heavily in Riverside County, on signs to watch for, watch for that recruiting because it's taking place. Watch out if you get a new girl that's an older girl in your school that you think be a gang member.
Yes, I want to also make a comment here because something that's disturbed me for quite a while is I work a lot in the music industry and movie industry, as you know. Particularly the music industry, many aspects of it has a tendency to glorify these gangs. And and kids listen to the music and they see the gang, people flashing the gang sign and stuff, and they think it's cool. That's a real problem.
That is so true. There was a case out of Grossmont High in San Diego about 2 years ago where they put a bunch of the tycoon gang into Grossmont High, and they recruited 100 kids. They were 94 girls and 6 guys, and they were broken and sold over a 46-city area across the United States, and they were all branded with barcodes. They were all tattooed with barcodes.
Branded with barcodes. So they tattooed. Unbelievable. I'm just... I know these things exist, but to hear it, from you, it's just really, it's obviously unsettling. Well, Opal, there's so much, we're just kind of delving into this here. I want to come back here and talk another minute, but I want to come back with you in our next segment and really give some answers to parents and the kids. What can we do to help better protect kids and keep children safe, not just in Hollywood, but across the country? One last thought here before we move on to our next segment here. I want you to mention your book here because I know you've got a book out. Tell us about that, please.
Yes, after that case and as I began to study other cases, I wrote a book called Seduced, The Grooming of America's Teenagers, because it really is based on the idea that most of these kids, they aren't kidnapped. They literally get this kid to participate. They get the kid to raise their hand kind of and say, take me, because it's a grooming process. And
right.
Most parents did not, or teachers, did not understand that.
They didn't realize it,
I wrote the book, and it is a 5-star book on Amazon. It sold more than $125,000 worth now, but school counselors and parents mainly purchased the book, and it's been instrumental in many lives of near cases or kids that have been involved in it that have been turned around.
Good. And where can listeners get the book?
Well, of course, so anybody can buy it on Amazon. However, if you'll buy it from Million Kids, www.millionkids.org,
okay.
I will personally sign it and send it to you, and it's the same price, and more of the money goes for our work. So.
Well, everyone, Opal Singleton, head of Million Kids, like $1 million, Million Kids. .org. Check out her site, check out her book. Opal, hold the line with us. I want to come back with you in our next segment here. Bruce Edwin, HollywoodSentinel.com, speaking today with founder of MillionKids.org, Opal Singleton, on preventing child trafficking. Opal, it's a real pleasure here.
Thank you.
And folks, we'll be right back with you, HollywoodSentinel.com.